Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them.
You are fake.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local Now for a Monday, brand new week, and a lot to talk about. We've got a battle within the Democrat Party that is absolutely nothing short of amazing. You've got the 2016 nominee, Hillary Clinton, battling and essentially claiming Tulsi Gabbard, one of the 2020 wannabes. Yeah, I know. It's like herding cats. Yeah, it really is. Tulsi Gabbard is apparently a Russian agent or a Russian asset. That's what she actually said on tape. This is just bizarre stuff. And now there are all kinds of rumblings that Hillary might get back in the race, that Hillary might just decide to run for the presidency again. Boy, don't you think the president is just aching to get at that? Tell you what let's do. Let's check in with Michael Joyce, Deputy Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee, joins us from our nation's capital. Michael, how you been?
Hey, doing all right. Thanks for having me.
What do you make of this? Hillary Clinton, the 2016 nominee, who did a lousy job, by the way, a lousy job as a nominee, and is probably the sole reason why the Democrats lost the presidency. What did you make of this? Coming right out and saying, accusing Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii of being a Russian asset. First of all, where did this all come from?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I just need to get it out of the way. The 100-pound gorilla in the room, we would absolutely welcome Hillary Clinton to the race should she decide to enter. I think we would welcome her with open arms. I think it's interesting. I think what happened is Hillary Clinton, it seems that anyone that she opposes is a Russian asset. And so that's why we really, really want her to enter the race then, because then you would have Hillary, I think, on stage calling every 2020 Democrat a Russian asset going forward. And, you know, it's funny, President Trump in a cabinet meeting just a minute ago just said that he doesn't believe that Tulsi Gabbard is a Russian asset. But it's become evident now to us that anytime Hillary has an opponent, they're clearly a Russian asset, and that's all they're going to be.
Now, is it your guess that she has some access to intelligence that is telling her that, or is this coming out of some book manuscript that's going to be, launching in the next few weeks? Where is she getting this? This is bizarre.
Yeah, well, if you see the Russian propaganda outlet RT on social media or elsewhere, they seem to be propping up Tulsi Gabbard quite a bit. So I think that's where it's coming from. But, at the end of the day, I think it's just absolutely absurd for Hillary Clinton to be coming out again, calling people Russian assets without any evidence. It's just a baseless claim. Where have we heard this one before? I can't remember a time in which a Republican nominee was ever accused of colluding with the Russians in perhaps 2016 or anything else.
How does this impact the Democrats? And the Democrats, of course, had another debate and in which Elizabeth Warren was on the receiving end of a lot of criticism, folks asking candidates asking some pretty tough questions about Medicare for All and how she intends to pay for it and how much is it going to cost and will there be a middle class tax increase? What do you make of the rest of the field? They're not exactly coming to Tulsi Gabbard's defense.
No, not at all. And I think it just, again, underscores where the Democrat Party is right now. They've gone so far to the left, there really is no room for any kind of moderation or, you know, any kind of semblance of common sense at this point. And, you know, I think with Elizabeth Warren, you know, not having released her plan, her quote unquote plan for how she's going to pay for this $32 trillion tax bill, I think she needs to change her slogan from we have a plan for that to we have a tax for that, because everything she's offering up right now, I mean, if you total up the entire cost of the plans that Elizabeth Warren is floating out there, I mean, we're in the tens of trillions of dollars. And there's absolutely no way you can pay for these things unless the middle class are taxed into oblivion to pay for all these programs. So, yeah, I think it just underscores really where the Democrat Party is. You know, if you're someone perhaps like a Tulsi Gabbard or a John Delaney, you're shouted out of the conversation now. And we're moving forward with this full-blown socialist radical agenda that the 2020 Democrats continue to promote on the Democratic debate stage.
Speaking of socialists, AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, on Saturday went to a big rally in New York City and endorsed Bernie Sanders. Were you surprised by that? I mean, she could have gone to Elizabeth Warren. There's some other liberal Democrats she could have endorsed. She chose Bernie. Are you surprised?
Not at all. I mean, anytime you hear that there's a gathering of socialists meeting together in New York, I mean, it's not surprising to us whatsoever. And it absolutely makes sense. You know, of course, going back to the 2018 elections, Bernie was an avid supporter of AOC as well. So, you know, it seems as if that's kind of a quid pro quo that they had an agreement with. You know, I'll help you get in your race. You help me once I'm in mine. So, no, it's not surprising to us at all.
What, first of all, is this whole Hillary Tulsi Gabbard thing going to help or hurt Tulsi Gabbard? She's apparently already fundraising off of this.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say. I don't really see where Tulsi really has a voice or even a lane in the 2020 Democratic field right now. I mean, you look at the fundraising numbers, you look at everything else, and it seems like she's just another one of these campaigns that are running on fumes right now. So it might be the greatest thing that ever happened to her because, you know, Republicans learned that when you have Hillary Clinton as your opponent, good things tend to follow after that. So it might be something that could help her, but again, at the end of the day, I don't think she has the message to compete with the socialists that she's up against in the 2020 Democratic field right now.
GOP fundraising has been absolutely amazing. The RNC released numbers last week, and I got to tell you, I was blown away. Can you talk a little bit about the success you've had in fundraising, and in particular from small donors?
Yeah, well, we're coming off of a Q3 where we raised over $125 million. And then looking at just September of last month, the RNC raised four times more than the DNC. The DNC only brought in about $6.9 million, and they're about $7 million in debt. The $27 million that we raised in the month of September is the largest off-cycle monthly total for either party ever. So things are going very well for us. And then if you look at the cash on hand right now, we're currently at about $59 million, and the DNC is sitting around $8.5 million right now. So again, I think this is a testament to the president's agenda. With small donors, we're seeing you know, a majority of our donations are coming still from these small donors. And what we're noticing with the small donors is it tells us that the president's America First policies are resonating with them. They like the policies that the president is proposing, and that's why we have such historic fundraising figures under Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel right now. So, yeah, again, you know, I love to see when you have the pundits on TV talking about polling and everything else going on, but when you talk about where the energy and enthusiasm is, I mean, it's hard to argue that it's anywhere else besides Republicans and President Trump right now. I mean, you see the rallies that the president continues to hold all over this country. We're seeing with our ground game an overwhelming response when our field team's out knocking doors, making phone calls. And then again, with the fundraising and seeing how many small dollar donors we have right now, I mean, the Democrats really aren't going to be able to compete with this by the time they have a general election nominee. We don't care who that's going to be, because the president's campaign and Republicans up and down the ticket in 2020 are going to have built up such a giant juggernaut. You know, we're basically just on offense the whole way through and don't really have to play defense right now. So I think things couldn't be going better. And again, it's just a testament to the fact that the American people like the president. They like his policies and they like the direction that he's taking this country in.
The fake news media is already, in fact, today I heard CNN talking about cracks are showing up, that a couple of members of the House of Representatives One that Francis Rooney, that is has already announced his retirement, is saying that he might vote for impeachment, or at least he's leaving open the door of voting for impeachment. Is it a given around the RNC offices that the House will vote to impeach? Is that something you already are essentially acknowledging yet?
I think it's really hard to say, because I think the president himself has even come out and has been urging the Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats to move forward with the vote. They seem to have a very conflicted message, because on one hand, Adam Schiff is saying this is very urgent. We need to do this immediately and right away. And on the other hand, every time Republicans call out and ask for a vote on impeachment, they don't seem to want to do it. And so I think that's why Adam Schiff really deserves to be censured. These impeachment proceedings against President Trump have been a total sham. You have the entire thing happening behind closed doors right now, away from the American people, and the press doesn't even have access to these closed door meetings. I mean, could you imagine if Republicans or President Trump and the administration were holding a bunch of closed door meetings where they were investigating something, and we said, you're not welcome to it? There would be an uproar over it. But hypocritically, once again, it's okay and totally acceptable for Adam Schiff and the Democrats to get away with these types of things. I think their behavior is completely unacceptable, and the American people deserve better than an Intelligence Committee chairman who continues to unabashedly lie throughout this entire process right now.
Again, joining us, Michael Joyce. He is the Deputy Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. They're waiting to see what the House does, like the rest of us. Do you get a sense of how this thing is going to play out? I know that, as you said, some of these people like Adam Schiff want to rush to judgment, rush to impeachment. And yet others are saying we need to look at this. Do you get a sense of how this, what the schedule is going to be?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the schedule for this is that they will be talking about impeachment up until the day of the election come November of 2020, because as soon as President Trump got elected, the push to impeach President Trump began. You saw the Tom Steyer TV ads. You heard Rashida Tlaib coming out saying impeach the MFer and everything else. So this has been their plan from day one. I can't tell you how many times Al Green has already tried to get an impeachment vote to the floor well before the conclusion of the Mueller report and before this completely bogus impeachment proceeding began. So this has been their playbook from day one. They seem to want to only be wanting to impeach the president because they don't like the fact that he won the 2016 election. And I think that's why we had to go through a two-year, $35 million special counsel. And that's why we're going forward with these impeachment proceedings right now, is because the Democrats simply can't accept the fact that President Trump won in 2016, and they're doing everything in their power to try to take him out in 2020, and they're trying to do it before the election happens. So personally, I think we should leave it up to the will of the American people and let the American people have their say in the election about whether or not this president should continue. But at the end of the day, I think where this economy is right now, I think in the direction our country is headed, a lot of voters are telling themselves right now that they are better off right now than they were 4 years ago. And I think that's why you'll see President Trump get reelected next year.
Michael, where will the president be this week? I know he's had rallies in the last couple of weeks that were absolutely amazing, beginning with that, the ones in North Carolina, on to Minnesota, to Lake Charles, Louisiana. I mean, these rallies have been absolutely amazing. Do we have more of those rallies coming up? I heard an announcement that he's going to be going to Mississippi in the next couple of weeks. Do you have a handle on his schedule at all?
You know, we tend to find out when the rallies are happening about the same time that y'all do. But, absolutely, the president is holding a rally down in Tupelo, Mississippi. Of course, there's a gubernatorial race down there. We have a GOP candidate, Tate Reeves, that's running in that election. So the president will be down there rallying support in Mississippi. It's funny, he actually held a rally in Tupelo last election cycle with Cindy Hyde Smith, and Lindsey Graham was in attendance too during the Kavanaugh push to confirm Justice Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. So it's a familiar territory for the president. He enjoys unprecedented support in Mississippi. I think you're going to see these rallies continue all over the country. And you know, what's funny is he just held the rally in Dallas last week, and there are a lot of stories coming out of Texas and national press saying, well, Republicans must be very concerned about Texas if the president's holding a rally in Dallas this early. And all I can say to that is, you know, we don't take anything for granted, unlike the Democrats. You know, there will not be a situation across the country where in 2016, you had the Democrat Party just completely ignoring Michigan. Hillary didn't make a campaign stop in Michigan. So, you know, we don't take these things for granted, unlike the Democrats, who seem to think that they have certain states in the bag. So the president I think you'll see him going to places where he can expand the map, but also going to places where he enjoys unprecedented support, because this president understands and his campaign understands that we're not going to leave any single vote on the table across the country this year.
Michael, always fun to visit with you. Thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. And I know we'll talk again soon. Thanks so much for all you guys do.
Always a pleasure, Kevin. Take care.
That is Michael Joyce, Deputy Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee, joining us live from the swamp, talking about Hillary and Tulsi Gabbard, GOP fundraising, and AOC endorsing Bernie. We'll let you hear how she did it coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wald. The program live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Folks, some of you have asked me, what's in the MyPillow radio listener specials over at MyPillow.com. Well, let me tell you, buy one, get one free MyPillow premium pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets. You can save 30% and get free shipping. And of course, I have both of those on my bed, both the Giza Dreams sheets and the MyPillow premium pillows. Mattress toppers, save 30%. If you travel a lot, here's something for you. Roll and go anywhere MyPillows. Buy one, get one free. Body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need a MyPillow body pillow. If you've got an older pet that you dearly love, dog beds as low as $19.99. Stadium cushions. Perfect time of the year for that with football kicking up. All these are specials along with the regular warranties. Go to MyPillow.com, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mike Lindell loves you.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. Facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time.
Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results. That's radio.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I just love it. Saturday in New York City, and I don't have time to bring you the entire clip, but AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, endorsed Bernie Sanders. We'll let you hear the entire clip coming up. But one of the things that I found interesting was Bernie Sanders, in an interview with CBS News, underscored, and in fact, let's go to cut eight, underscored the importance of that AOC endorsement. This was Saturday in New York City.
It's very significant. Alexandria has been a political phenomenon. It is hard to believe that she has been in office for less than 1 year, and yet she has helped transform politics in America. She has been an inspiration to millions of working people and young people throughout this country. And her addition to this campaign is very, very significant. We're delighted to have her on board.
That was Bernie Sanders. And by the way, Bernie Sanders did look good. I watched a portion of the rally, and he was energized, and he was he didn't look like a guy who had just had two stents put in his heart. He looked vibrant, and looked good. I tell you, the Democrats are going to implode if they're not careful. You got Hillary going after Tulsi Gabbard. We'll let you hear that in its entirety. I mean, some of this stuff is absolutely amazing. I mean, it's just, it's downright bizarre. What's going on? Democrats are going to do what Democrats always do. They're going to implode. Yeah, just like Howard Dean. Just like Howard Dean. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Monday. It is live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, it's me. You know, your tummy. Sorry to interrupt your listening pleasure, but I've been trying to get your attention for the past half hour. I am hungry. Let's go to Taco Time. They got a sweet pork recipe to die for. Tender pork carnitas slow roasted to juicy perfection in a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl. Sweet, right? So what you say? Can we go? Huh? Can we?
Listen to your tummy. Get a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A powerful tornado touches down in Dallas, Texas last night at about 10 o'clock local time. The National Weather Service believes it tracked a 17-mile path of destruction. No reports of death. There are reports of injury, and the damage to homes and businesses is significant.
This man says,
well, it was very terrifying at the moment. I mean, it was all of a sudden, it was just happening. It was just nothing you could do but just hear it and see the trees falling down.
Former President George W. Bush and his wife, Laura, live in the hardest hit area, but they have tweeted that they're okay. The first federal trial over the opioid crisis set to begin today in Cleveland. More than 2,000 state and local governments are going after the makers of the opioid painkillers that fueled the epidemic that's taken 400,000 lives between 1999 and 2017. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
An overtime thriller in Kansas shuffles the playoff field. I'm Woody Kane, and this is the Monday Morning Race Recap on the Motor Racing Network.
2 years ago, tempers flared at Martinsville.
No, Elliott spins, and he slams the outside retaining wall.
Last year ended in a photo finish.
Logano down to the inside. They touch. Truex goes sideways. Logano gets by.
Now it's time for what comes next. The first Dana 500 returns Sunday, October 27th at Martinsville Speedway, part of the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoffs. Get tickets today at martinsvillespeedway.com or call 877-RACE-TIX.
Denny Hamlin notched his fifth win of the season on Elimination Day in the Hollywood Casino 400 at Kansas Speedway Sunday, but the bigger battle was among those jostling for the last of eight playoff spots available for the next round. Chase Elliott, Brad Keselowski, and Joey Logano were all in the mix, and Hamlin held them all off.
Hold the bottom, get a good push. I mean, it was all about the push that I got from the 9 and really the 18 those last couple restarts. So that was the most important thing for us, to get a good restart. Once we got out front, we could just kind of hold it wide open. Our car was built for downforce, so it just worked out to where it was just fast enough to win.
Chase Elliott was runner-up to squeak into the round of 8 by just 3 points. Kyle Busch, Kurt Busch, and William Byron filled out the top five. Brad Keselowski got bottled up on a restart in the second overtime and narrowly missed advancing. William Byron, Clint Bowyer, and Alex Bowman were also knocked out. An incident in the first overtime nearly sunk Joey Logano, but his 17th place finish was enough to advance him to round three. Next up, the first Dana 500 Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time at Martinsville Speedway. That's the Monday Morning Race Recap. For complete details, visit MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet at gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal too. It's live and local now. Good to have you with us. It is Monday, and I was up at 6 in the morning. I was just dying to play this next clip for you. This is a great example of why the Democrats are going to lose in 2020. It's just another reason. These people just don't get it. For instance, Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, was on with Jake Tapper and refused to weigh in. I mean, to Jake's credit, he tried a couple of times to get Mayor Pete to get involved in this thing, and he just refused. But it's the Hillary Clinton claims that Tulsi Gabbard is a Russian asset. Is that the same as a spy or an agent? Yeah. Anyway, this is cut one. This is Mayor Pete yesterday with Jake Tapper. It's funny.
I'm not making any predictions, but I think they've got their eye on somebody who's currently in the Democratic primary and are grooming her to be the third party candidate. She's the favorite of the Russians. They have a bunch of sites and bots and other ways of supporting her so far. And that's assuming Jill Stein will give it up, which she might not, because she's also a Russian asset.
So Clinton's spokesman confirmed that she was talking about Tulsi Gabbard there. Gabbard fired back, calling Secretary Clinton the queen of warmongers, embodiment of corruption. It went on from there. I know you don't want to get in the middle of these two politicians fighting, but is it helpful to have the 2016 nominee suggesting that a congresswoman is a Russian asset?
I'd prefer to have the conversation be about policy, about what we're going to do, and about how American lives are going to be different. When it comes to any of my Democratic competitors, that's my focus, making sure that we make very clear the differences, and there are very real differences among us, and making it clear to voters what their choices are. That's where I'd like the focus to be.
Right, but do you think that... Do you think Tulsi Gabbard's a Russian asset?
I don't know what the basis is for that. And,
well, I don't either.
What I consider her to be a competitor, somebody who I respect her service. I also have very different views than she does, especially on foreign policy. And I would prefer to have that argument in terms of policy, which is what we do at debates and what we're doing as we go forward.
So when Donald Trump smears people, Democrats all stand up and say, you're smearing someone, stop it. Why don't Democrats do that to say that about Tulsi Gabbard? It seems like an obvious smear. I don't see any evidence she's a Russian asset. That seems like a wild accusation.
Yeah, I think statements like that ought to be backed by evidence. I also think that our focus right now needs to be on the things that are actually undermining America. I mean, right now, we are being told to, quote, get over it when it comes to the mixing of domestic politics and foreign affairs. And the big issue today is not even whether this is happening. It's clear that it's happening. Even Republicans are being forced to admit that it's happening. The question is, will we or will we not actually get over it? See, the problem with corruption is it can happen anywhere. The places where it takes root are the places where people accept it. And the biggest question before the American people right now is, will we or will we not get over it? That problem is emanating not from anyone in the Democratic Party, but from the White House.
That's Mayor Pete. And Mayor Pete is just a piece of work. As I've been telling you for the last 4+ years, Real Water is simply awesome. I love it. We drink it here in studio. Our guests drink it. I drink it at home. It is special because it is infused with negative ions. Well, Real Water has upped its game again, now with Real Water Concentrate. And now you can get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay a small shipping and handling fee. To get your free bottle, call right now, 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. It's that simple. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to KevinWallRadio.com. Click on the Real Water picture at the top right of the homepage. That's KevinWallRadio.com. Make sure you check it out. Again, that phone number is 702-381-1217. It is so bizarre what's going on in the Democrat Party right now, today. I mean, this is just bizarre. You had Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez go to New York City, her hometown, and she did a big endorsement speech for Bernie Sanders. This is essentially why she has chosen to endorse Bernie Sanders. This is cut three. AOC at her best. Here it is.
When I was a baby, my family relied on Planned Parenthood for prenatal care. Then Bernie Sanders fought for me. When I was growing up and education was being gutted for kids in the quote-unquote wrong zip code, Bernie Sanders fought for us. When I was a child that relied on CHIP so that I could see a doctor, Bernie Sanders fought for a single-payer healthcare system. graduate college with student debt. Bernie Sanders was one of the only ones that said no person should be graduating with life-crushing debt at the start of their lives. Bernie Sanders did not do these things because they were popular. And that's what we need to remember. Yeah. He did this, and he fought for these aims and these ends when they came at the highest political cost in America. No one wanted to question this system. And in 2016, he fundamentally changed politics in America. We right now have one of the best Democratic presidential primary fields in a generation. And much of that is thanks to the work that Bernie Sanders has done in his entire life.
That is why AOC is endorsing Bernie Sanders. Now, that's got to be disappointing. It's got to be disappointing to Pocahontas. I mean, it really does. I don't know, but this doesn't underscore how radically left-wing Bernie Sanders is. You know, a lot of the stuff that he's been talking about has become mainstream Democrat dogma. You know, the Medicare for all and all of that stuff, and the class warfare. But now that you see AOC on board, it lends credence to the fact. It's not a supposition; it's a fact that Bernie Sanders is truly a socialist, not a Democrat socialist, a socialist. And you listen to the rhetoric of AOC, and you hear it all. Stick around. More to do when we come back. Oh, when we come back, Mick Mulvaney painted himself into a corner. We'll let you hear from him as he tried to dig his way out. And he went to a friendly source. He went to Chris Wallace and Fox News Channel and Fox News Sunday. But he hemmed and hawed. It was not very pretty. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables
skills, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry. Nothing.
I love Jody Messina. One of the true great country artists of our time. And again, we were together. Where were we? I think we were in Athens. We were in Athens together at the Olympics and working with Westwood One. And she was my cube mate. Really, really nice girl, though. Administration officials had a tough Sunday. They were trying to answer questions about a whole raft of stuff, including, the president's decision to double back on his decision to bring the G7 to Doral. Okay. He later did a reversal on that. But I want you to listen first to Mick Mulvaney, the acting White House chief of staff, pressed by Chris Wallace on the Ukraine quid pro quo. This is cut number six. Cut number six. This is Mick Mulvaney yesterday on Fox News Channel with Chris Wallace.
You know, I hate to go through this, but you said what you said. And the right. fact is, after that exchange with Jonathan Carl, you were asked another time why the aid was held up. What was the condition for the aid? And you didn't mention two conditions, you mentioned three conditions. And I want to, and let's listen to all three of them, because this, you stated it very clearly. Let's listen.
Three issues for that. The corruption in the country, whether or not other countries were participating in the support of the Ukraine, and whether or not they were cooperating in an ongoing investigation with our Department of Justice. That's completely legitimate.
Not only did you say that investigating the Democrats was one of the three conditions, not two, that you had just said that you had talked about, investigating the Democrats was part of the quid pro quo, you also said if I may, it was part of the Justice Department investigation into the origins of the Russia probe. But the fact is, not only did the press think you said it, here's what a statement that was put out by a senior Justice Department official. If the White House was withholding aid in regards to the cooperation of any investigation of the Department of Justice, that is news to us. Everybody thinks that that's what you said, and you didn't. You said right there, right. 3 points, not two.
Well, and a couple of different things. You, again, said just a few seconds ago that I said there was a quid pro quo. Never use that language, because there is not a quid pro quo.
You were asked by Jonathan Carl, you've described a quid pro quo, and you said that happens all the time.
And reporters will use their language all the time. So my language never said quid pro quo. But let's get to the heart of the matter. Go back and look at that list of three things. What was I talking about? Things that it was legitimate for the president to do. Number one, it is legitimate for the president to want to know what's going on with the ongoing investigation into the server. Everybody acknowledges that. At least I think most normal people do. It's completely legitimate to ask about that. Number two, it's legitimate to tie the aid to corruption. It's legitimate to tie the aid to foreign aid from other countries. That's what I was talking about with the three. Can I see how people took that the wrong way? Absolutely. But I never said there was a quid pro quo, because there isn't. Again, Chris, you've been in these briefings. You know how back and forth it is. You know how rapid fire it is. Look to the facts on the ground, things that you can actually sort of certify, and what should put this issue to bed is that the money flowed without any connection whatsoever to the DNC server.
You, in your first answer, which I gave, you said that's why we held up the money. First, you just said here that it was for two reasons. Now you're acknowledging it was for three reasons. If you held up the money for three reasons, that's a quid pro quo. You've got to satisfy us on those. Now, maybe the president backed off that, but that was the proposition. Position here.
No, I'm not acknowledging there's three reasons. Again, let's go back.
You said three reasons.
Go back to the. I recognize that. Go back to what actually happened in the real world. And by the way, go to the phone call. Go to the phone call which we've released. I hope we get a chance to talk about that before the interview.
I am going to right now.
You go to the phone call. The president never mentions the aid at all in the phone call. Doesn't say, oh, by the way, I need you to do this, 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 and this, or else the money won't flow. We all know enough about this president that if he feels very strongly about something, he's going to put that out there directly, and that didn't happen. So I recognize that folks, that I didn't speak clearly maybe on Thursday. Folks misinterpreted what I said, but the facts are absolutely clear, and they are there for everyone to see.
That is Mick Mulvaney, the acting chief of staff. Mike Pompeo is another administration official that came under fire. Mike Pompeo, and in fact, tell you what, let's go to Mike Pompeo right now. He is the Secretary of State, was on with George Stephanopoulos and did his best to deal with the Mick Mulvaney comments, but it's you could tell that he was struggling with this. This is yesterday from ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
Did he also mention to me in the past that the corruption related to the DNC server? Absolutely. No question about that. But that's it. And that's why we held up the money.
So the demand for an investigation into the Democrats was part of the reason that he was ordered to withhold funding to Ukraine.
The look back to what happened in 2016
investigation of Democrats.
Was part of the thing that he was worried about in corruption with that nation.
And
that is absolutely
withholding the funding.
Yeah, which ultimately then flowed.
Pretty startling admission right there, drawing some criticism from Democrats, certainly, but also some Republicans in the Senate, including Lisa Murkowski, Senator Lisa Murkowski from Alaska, who said this, quote, "You don't hold up foreign aid that we had previously appropriated for a political initiative, period." Is Senator Murkowski correct?
George, I never saw that in the decision-making process that I was a part of, the decision surrounding whether there should be Department of Defense assistance as well as some State Department assistance provided to push back against Russia. The conversation was always around what were the strategic implications? Would that money get to the right place, or would there be corruption in Ukraine and the money wouldn't flow to the mission that it was intended for? How do we protect that? Is it appropriate for us to provide defensive weapons systems? George, you'll remember, I don't know why, Barack Obama held up that funding. Maybe he had a theory too. I don't know. He never provided it. This administration's done it not once, not twice, but now three times.
President Trump,
the people in Ukraine are safer and more secure as a result of that, and the Russians certainly don't appreciate it.
But President Trump ordered Mick Mulvaney to suspend the aid, and you saw Mr. Mulvaney right there say that one of the reasons was indeed this idea that the Ukrainians had to pursue these political investigations.
I'll leave to the chief of staff to explain what it is he said and what he intended. I can speak clearly to what America's strategic objectives were in providing this defensive weaponry to the people of Ukraine.
So do you agree then with Senator McKessie that it would have been inappropriate to withhold the military aid unless this political investigation was pursued?
George, I'm telling you what I was involved with. I'm telling you what I saw transpiring and how President Trump was working to make the evaluation about whether it was appropriate to provide this assistance.
But that's what I'm asking is, would it be appropriate to condition that?
Yeah, George, I'm not going to get into hypotheticals and secondary things based on what someone else has said. George, you would have never done it when you were the spokesman. I'm not going to do it here today.
Except it's not a hypothetical. We saw the chief of staff, the acting chief of staff.
It is, George. You just said if this happened. That is by definition a hypothetical.
The chief of staff said it did.
George, you asked me if this happened. It's a hypothetical. I've told you what I observed, what I saw the process related to this very funding. What we did and how we thought about that was aimed at the strategic interests of the United States of America in the right and appropriate way to ensure that there wasn't corruption in Ukraine that would divert these resources to an inappropriate place.
The evidence and testimony being collected by Congress is also establishing that the president's meeting with President Zelensky was being conditioned on him pursuing those political investigations. Were you aware of that? Did you approve?
George, I haven't had a chance to see the evidence that you assert is being accumulated. I wish that I could. I frankly wish that State Department lawyers were being permitted in the room to hear testimony from State Department officials. This is deeply unfair to the officers that serve under me. It's wrong. I can't comment on what they're saying because I have not been permitted to either have a lawyer present or to see the recorded transcripts or the translations of what was said in those. So I can't comment on what people may or may not be saying in that room. Frankly, you can't either. You weren't there either, George.
He makes a good point. He makes a very good point. Coming up, very excited, Victor Jakes will join us. Three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Also, a little bit later on in the program, Howard Stutz is a guy that was on our show. In fact, we had him on back, I think, in our during our CBS days. And then for some reason, he stopped writing for the newspaper, and he kind of fell off our radar. He is back on our radar, and we're going to talk about MGM Resorts and what they are facing. They are selling off properties, believe it or not. We'll talk about that. What does it mean, big picture, for the Strip, the future of gaming in Southern Nevada and across our state? We will do that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.